Athabasca. When the government of Alberta transitioned to the new e-ticketing system, it was promised the software would be provided, but after months of waiting it still hasn't arrived in Athabasca. At the September 19 Town of Athabasca Council meeting, Chief Financial Officer Jeff Daly explained Community Peace Officer Brian Bandura had the equipment but not the means to input and print tickets, and there was no sign the software would be forthcoming, so he suggested it come out of the portable Wayscales budget. Originally on our Wayscales we had budgeted $15,000, and, as I indicated in the RFP, request for proposal, we came in at just under $10,500, Daly said. I'm suggesting that we take the rest of the money now to purchase the ticketing software annual license, which this year will be $1,550. Going forward it will add $1,050 to the annual budget, Daly explained, and the $500 more for this year covers training for Bandura on how to use the system. I'm just wondering how much faster this will make it, said Cowan. E.D. Yule. Bandura explained he averages 7 to 9 minutes when ticketing someone, and every minute on the side of the road increases the risk of an accident, plus it can take up to 30 minutes to enter the handwritten ticket into the computer later at the office. When you go in with the e-ticketing solution, you scan the driver's license, that information pops up automatically for you, said Bandura. You pick the violation they have. You pick whether it's a warning or financial violation. You enter the plate number and then push a button, ticket prints. It's about 4 to 5 minutes. Under the former procedure, the tickets must be sent into the St. Albert Courthouse to be matched in the system, while with an e-ticket a joint report for Bandura and St. Albert is produced, cutting down on duplicate work. It is quite an intensive process to get my handwritten ticket from my workstation in my truck over to the St. Albert Courthouse, he said. Mayor Rob Belay asked if there were, on average, enough tickets handed out to cover the additional $1,000 cost. I think right now I'm close to $34,000, which is about 160 tickets, Bandura said. That includes bylaws, provincial statutes, animal control, unsightly, property, land use, speeding, other traffic violations, non-moving traffic, stop signs. I think efficiency is important, but I think equally as important is the safety of our peace officer, said Belay. I think that has to be a consideration for us here as well. Yule made the motion for the cost of the software to be taken from the Wayscales Fund, and it passed unanimously. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.